Tonight, our learning is sponsored by, today is the 8th of Cheshvan, correct? Yeah? Marilyn and Joseph Bench, in memory of Marilyn's brothers of Aryeh ben Yaakov Shmuel Zichrono Levracha, and by Rabbi Sam Vogel, in memory of his father-in-law, Aaron Shimon ben Shemaya Zichrono Levracha. Our Shiloh of the week this week was the following scenario. I was asked whether or not one can utilize the parking lot of Congregation Keter Torah, of Romer, and as a shortcut, if you're going to Romer Avenue, there is apparently, I'm not aware of it, but many of you clearly are, there's a shortcut, some kind of path extending from the parking lot leading to Romer Avenue. Is one allowed to utilize it as a shortcut if you are walking in that direction, or obviously in the reverse, if you are coming from there to this side of town? Now, the background, as we discussed yesterday, is the fact that one is categorically prohibited from using a Beis HaKnesses simply as a shortcut. If you just have a convenient path that happens to run through a makom tefillah, the Gemara Megillah, and it's passed by the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kufnun Aleph, says that you're not allowed to simply use it as a shortcut to get from point A to point B. If there are shnei psachim, if you have a shul that has two entrances, you can't just simply utilize it for convenience to get from point A to point B. At the same time, however, we discussed the fact that that was specifically speaking about an instance in which you are going through the Beis HaKnesses proper. You're actually going through the shul itself in order to utilize it as a shortcut. And of course, the Shaila for us pertains to not utilizing the Beis HaKnesses proper, but the surrounding property of the Beis HaKnesses, what we would call a Chatzer Beis HaKnesses. And this is a Shaila that comes up as well. It's addressed by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kufnun Gimel, and it's also addressed by the Aruch HaShulchan in Kufnun Aleph Se'iv Ches. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if you are dealing with a Chatzer Beis HaKnesses, the halacha of Kavod Beis HaKnesses pertaining to walking through the Beis HaKnesses would not apply, and you are actually allowed to utilize what he calls the Chatzer Beis HaKnesses, the outer courtyard of a shul, to get from point A to point B. You would be allowed to utilize it as a shortcut. The Aruch HaShulchan actually goes further, and he says even the prose door of a Beis HaKnesses would be included as well. The prose door would be like the outer, technically it would be an antechamber, what we would call effectively a hallway. The hallway of the shul, the lobby of the shul, you'd be allowed to utilize as well. So if you remember yesterday, we raised the Shaila as to whether in theory you'd be allowed to use our hallways to get from West Englewood to Jefferson or vice versa. And according to the Psak of the Aruch HaShulchan, technically speaking, that would be okay because the prose door of the Beis HaKnesses is not included in this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah notes that if the hallway is utilized as a place of tefillah, or the lobby is utilized as a place of tefillah, and he says that that apparently was a prevalent practice in Europe. He says that when you have ayaros gedolos, when you're dealing with very large cities, apparently if they had spillover from the main minyan, they would just place another minyan in the lobby. And he says if that was a regular practice, then it is absolutely usur to utilize it as a shortcut, because then it effectively takes on Kedushas Beis HaKnesses like any other place of tefillah. He has a discussion as to whether you only use it le'itim, if you only use it be'akrai, you only use it sometimes, then would it take on the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses or would it not? But presumably that wouldn't be halacha l'maisa for us. Usually we're not utilizing the hallways or the lobbies as a place of tefillah. So both according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, it would technically speaking be okay to use it. Now, just one parenthetical note, one area where this perhaps changed in many instances was over the course of the past year and a half, where many areas that would have been designated as Chatzer Beis HaKnesses actually did become a makom tefillah. A prime example for us would be the tents outside, which at one point served as a parking lot. For the last couple of years, they haven't served as a parking lot. I've never seen them used as a parking lot. They're only used as makomos tefillah. So in that case, they would presumably take on the status and the kedusha of Beis HaKnesses, and presumably you would not be able to use it as a shortcut. The one caveat may be that we did see yesterday in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, that if it was originally, if you had a place, let's say you had a pathway, that was just originally designated as a kind of shortcut, and later a Beis HaKnesses was built on that spot, we saw that that was one of the instances in which you are allowed to continue using it as a shortcut in that instance. So I wonder, it's quite possible that this would apply in our instance as well. If you had to cut through the parking lot and cut through one of the tents, it's not really practically l'maisa for us, because usually you're not going into the tents unless you're going there to daven. There's always that area on the side where you could just walk through. But in theory, perhaps you would be able to invoke that kula if you were going through the tents that we have in order to get from point A to point B, in order to utilize that as a shortcut, because of the fact it was originally designated as a place where you walk rather than as a shul. Quick question?
Would there be a problem with redesignating the parking lot as a parking lot after?
So that's a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses question. Yeah. I don't think that would be a problem. Maybe we'll make that another Shiloh of the week, maybe next week. But again, I don't think that would be an issue. But that would again pertain to designating and undesignating. I think We have a principle of designating Beis HaKnesses al Tanai, and what the ramifications of that are significant. But again, maybe for another time. Just one additional ha'ara is that, Howard, I'll take your question in a second, is that the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a chatzer that from which you could see the shul itself, he says that then you should make sure that you don't engage in kalos rosh, schok v'kalos rosh in such a place, because even though it's technically speaking outside the shul, if it has sufficient proximity that you could theoretically see inside into the shul from that space, then you should conduct yourself with a basic degree of kavod that you would give to the Beis HaKnesses. Now, he does not say that regarding using it as a shortcut. He says that specifically by schok v'kalos rosh, and one could have made the argument of saying that engaging in, again, like all sorts of frivolous behavior is worse than just using it as a shortcut, but that is another tzad chumrah that is mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah. Howard, your question?
Rabbi, is the something that we consider?
Yeah, again, the Mishnah Berurah himself certainly considers the concept of Keva and Arai when he's talking about davening in the prosdor. In other words, he asks, is it something that is a place where you always daven regularly, or is it a place where you only sometimes daven?
So if we do Kiddush Levana outside, what is that considered?
I don't think Kiddush Levana would qualify here. Again, that's the Kiddush Levana is a bracha. It's a bracha and it's a mitzvah, but it's not the same as tefillah. It's not a Shemona Esrei. So I don't think that would qualify. I wonder if there is discussion regarding Kiddush Levana. That's a good point too. It specifically has to be outside. Lechatchila, you're supposed to say Kiddush Levana when you're not covered by a roof. But the Eved, in theory, as long as you can see the moon, you could say it. But yes, lechatchila, you're supposed to be outside. Now I'm just going to close by noting that there's always, as in this area, as with all areas of halacha, there's always the letter of the law and there's the spirit of the law. There's the letter of the halacha and the spirit of the halacha. Theoretically speaking, based on the Aruch HaShulchan and Kofnan Aleph Ches of Aruch Chaim, I think you'd technically be able to use our hallways here as a shortcut. Do I think it's an appropriate thing to do? I don't think it's an appropriate thing to do. When it comes to matters of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, there's always the letter, strict letter of the law, and there's the broader expansion of the law. Just to give you an example, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal wouldn't even drink water in the Beis Medrash. And he was someone who spent his entire life in the Beis Medrash. The Gemara Megillah says explicitly that someone for whom Toraso Umnaso, somebody who spends all their time in the Beis Medrash, is allowed to eat and drink in the Beis Medrash. The Gemara calls the Beis Medrash a Bei Rabbanon. It's the home of the Rabbanon. But he insisted, just because of his personal reverence for the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses, or Beis HaMedrash, he would not even drink water in the Beis HaMedrash. So I think many of us would be comfortable drinking a cup of water on the Beis HaMedrash. That's not a personal chumrah that I've adopted or that I would tell everybody else to adopt as well. But it is a way of highlighting that there's always, again, the strict letter of the halacha and the broader spirit of the halacha. And we should all have a certain reverence for the Beis HaKnesses that extends to trying not to use it as a shortcut. Would that extend to the parking lot too? I don't know if going through the parking lot would be a bizoy or would be some kind of disgrace to the Beis HaKnesses. So halacha l'maisa, I think going through a parking lot would probably be okay. But we should always be mindful of the proper kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, even in instances where something's mutter. One final question, and then we'll close.
That would be applicable to any time during the tefillot or during the time that we don't daven. During shacharit, for example, as opposed to in the middle of the day where nobody is davening.
If you're talking about this room?
No, this room for sure.
For sure not.
No, the outside. The chumrah that you just,
oh, you're saying because of the chatzer, because of the fact that you can see inside. So that the Mishnah Berurah makes no distinction between a time when people are davening and when they're not davening. In theory, if you could see inside, then again, schok v'kalos rosh would be prohibited. Again, he does not prohibit using it as a shortcut in that instance. He specifically prohibits schok v'kalos rosh. But again, that's just, again, reflective of the sanctity and reverence that we should have for our Beis HaKnesses. We should be zocheh to exhibit that proper cover for the Beis HaKnesses and appreciate that kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses that we are all privileged to experience every day.